A lot of people know you on your anti-vaccine views long before COVID. I think your niece had said your views are unfounded and potentially dangerous, and that's going to come up in this campaign if it hasn't already. How do you answer that here? There are many in your party who will argue, and others, that vaccines worked. They took a crisis and what could have been a plague across the world and seriously cut down on the deaths that would have been a lot higher without it, you say?
Well, I would disagree with you on that. I don't think the science supports that. I don't think you can show me any scientific study that shows that. In fact, the nations that didn't vaccinate had the lowest death rate. For example, Nigeria had a 1.5 vaccination rate, and it had a 14 deaths per thousand. We had 14 deaths per million population. We had 3,000 deaths per million population. Haiti had the same thing, almost no vaccination, and had 15 deaths per million population. So they had 1/200 of the deaths that we had. We were one of the most heavily vaccinated countries in the world. We had the highest death rate in the world. We have 4.2% of the world's population. We had 16% of the COVID deaths. Well, that's not a success story. And if you look around the world, the nations that were the least vaccinated had also did the best in terms of preventing COVID mortalities, and particularly the nations that used alternative treatments like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. You can look state by state in India, country by country, and we, you know, one after the other. That's what the data show.
You sound a lot like Donald Trump. He kind of espoused similar views.
I don't think he did. Donald Trump continues to say that his vaccination saved the world, and I just don't think the science is out there.
But no, you mentioned hydroxychloroquine and some of these other treatments. He did as well.
Well, he did, but he didn't let people have access to them. And as I said, the nations that gave people access to those treatments had much, much lower death rates and ended, in many cases, the pandemic.